as I was standing to the side, I was trying to decide if did I win a drawing or lose a drawing by following. I think everybody else went to ask the harder questions elsewhere, but we're excited to be here today. Looking at how far our program's come in the last 3.5 years, to put ourselves in a competitive position, and you know, a lot of exciting things happening in Lawrence, Kansas, and you know, the commitment our university, our chancellor, Chancellor Gerard, and athletic director Travis Goff have made in facilities, staffing, and those things have continued to improve and give us this chance that where we're here today. So I'll open up for questions.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get it right over here on the right side, fourth row.
Hey, Coach, over here. Yep. Tyler Budge, CF Budge. This offseason, you lost offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki, who had been with you since your days at Wisconsin-Whitewater. Could you talk about sort of the impact of losing him off the staff, but also the faith that you have in guys like Jeff Grimes and Jim Zabrowski that have taken over?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, Andy and I were together for 11 years, and when you look at the time in college football today, that's a rarity. And Andy's loyalty and contributions are greatly appreciated. Andy and I had conversations for over a year, and really from the time I hired him at Whitewater, his aspirations to someday be a head coach. And one of the things he felt was in order to continue to grow, he maybe an opportunity to work under someone else would help him grow. So I can't I can't fault him for that. We've had great alignment and loyalty of continuity in our staff as a whole. And yeah, that's different, but I've said it other times today. Jeff Grimes, I thought, did an outstanding job. I look at our first year in the conference in 2021. I think, unfortunately, as a year, we didn't make it down to Dallas for this event. But Baylor, I think, was picked right above us in standings, and we're 9 and 10 respectively. And Coach Aranda and Jeff Grimes and that staff, you know, won the Big 12 Conference. And watching what they did when they played us and other things, I just thought we'd have a good fit. Somebody had knowledge of the conference. And then when we met, we talked about what we wanted to continue to do. Did we have the right alignment once again? And I feel very confident that we do with Jeff as a coordinator. You mentioned Jim Zabrowski. He was the first coordinator I ever hired at Wisconsin-Whitewater. Then he went on with Jerry Kill at Minnesota and then returned to us in Buffalo. So Jim called the bowl game for us last December, did a great job. So I feel very confident that our offense will continue to be diverse and multiple in many things that we're doing and continue to grow. And I think with the returning weapons that we have, that was going to be imperative that we continue with terminology and things that we're doing so the players could continue to operate in such a way.
We'll stay on the right side over here, second row in the middle.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents Media. Coach, obviously your starting quarterback, Jalen, he's had an incredible role pretty much learning to play quarterback and become the starter as a junior, winning a state title. He has the back injury. How battle-tested is he going into this season, and how do you quantify his leadership status? Mm-hmm.
Well, again, thank you for the question. Jalen Daniels has been tested in so many different ways through high school, through college, and to persevere and handle it in today's college football world, social media, you know, speculation and all those things, to watch him, you know, on a daily basis walk in with the smile that he has that lights up a room, stay positive, be there for his teammates, even when he's not available, speaks volumes to me each and every day. It makes me a fan of him as well as being fortunate to be his head coach. So I know he's tested to handle anything from that may come his way. He continues to learn as a quarterback. I think it's well documented that when he's on the field, we are a lot better football team. We can be pretty explosive, and he's the leader there. I feel very good about our quarterback room as a whole, but I continue to look at, and I'm excited to see what Jalen will do this season for us. He's doing everything that doctors, trainers, strength coaches are having him do, and I can't wait to get to August.
We'll stay over here on the right side, right next to him.
Coach Lynn Harrington with Stay Alive in Power 5. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
That's good to hear. So to follow up where you were just talking about, you know, with Jalen Daniels, there's no Jason Bean around this time. And like he said previously, Jalen Daniels struggled, you know, staying healthy to make it through the season. How important is it to have two quarterbacks just ready to go, throw to the wolves, just in case anything happens to Daniels?
I think that's a dilemma, you know, across college football. I think we looked, and I don't have the numbers, somebody probably does there, about how many teams played, ended the year with a different quarterback than they started with. So it's there. Cole Ballard started a game, was a walk-on last year, started as a true freshman. Cole's had an outstanding offseason. I feel very confident in his growth and where his future lies. Isaiah Marshall, Detroit, Michigan, enrolled early, and we're excited about what he gives us as well. So continued development is going to be key, but it's our goal and expectation is that Jalen will play every snap he's able to play, dictated by score more than health.
Go to the left side, third row.
Hey, Lance, Colin Wilson with the Action Network. All four Big 12 home games this year will be in Arrowhead Stadium. Does that change the game plan for special teams, kicking, or just prep, field turf, everything?
You know, we're practicing on grass more than we ever have. We'll continue to try to find ways to do that. All our home games, the first two are at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. That's going to be different. Gauging anytime you've got to gauge weather conditions as it goes. I think we have an outstanding relationship with the Chiefs, and any other nuances that we need to be aware of, we'll have, we'll be educated on. We have over 30 seniors, and guys have done an outstanding job helping us get this turned around. Part of me feels bad that they don't get to play in Lawrence, Kansas this year, and or get a chance to play in the new stadium and in its renovated site. But then there's a part that's excited, because much like we pick venues like this to hold media days, we have a chance to play in an NFL stadium for conference football games. And I think the four gentlemen that are here today would tell you that that locker room's pretty excited about it. And we're going to have to be ready to go. And it is what it is. We can't control it. I'm not going to slow down the investment that our university has made. So we're not going to use anything that might be new as an excuse, and we're going to find a way to play our best football yet.
We'll stand left side, fourth row on the aisle in the center.
Hey, Coach Leibel, good to see you.
You as well.
So, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but first of all, what's kind of the status right now on Jalen Daniels and his injury? And two, if there are some issues, what kind of is your plan behind that?
Oh, again, I don't know, where are you at, Jalen? Help me out, man. Jalen's doing everything, all the stuff they do behind over here, I think we got to have them stretch or something before they do all that stuff they video back there. As much as they go, I go, if he can make it through everything they're doing to video for pregame stuff, I think he's going to be fine. Like I said, he's doing everything. We've gotten a lot of opinions, all those things. He's doing the throws that he's supposed to be making, all those things. And right now, I put the hands of, each and every day. But I know this. Let me back up. I try not to ask Jalen Daniels more than once a week, how is he doing? Because I know everybody asks him that. And, of course, it's, just keep wearing a young man out with those questions. I'll be told by somebody if there's anything going on. And for that, for him, just on that part mentally, that he has a chance just to go about his business. He's excited. He wouldn't be here today if we didn't think he was going to be ready to go for this season. I can tell you that. Everything else from that is I believe our practice format and how we rep players is going to give Cole Ballard and Isaiah Marshall opportunities, as well as our other quarterbacks, to develop. And I think we've been able, unfortunately, in all 3 years, we haven't played one quarterback the whole time. And as I said earlier, a lot of us go through that in this conference. But the emergence of and the development of Jason Bean throughout his career, was part of that growth and development through playing, but also practicing. And I feel that if there would be an instance that Jalen's not available, the growth of especially Cole Ballard, who got thrown to the fire last year, is going to put us in a good position.
All right, we'll stay on the left side over here, second row.
Hi, it's Richard Obey, Playmakers KU. So my question for you, you made tremendous strides already here your time at KU. Are you going to be treating this season any different from the ones in the past, as now expectations are much greater for you? So many people came back. There's a lot of people leaving after this season. So is this season kind of a do or die, as some would say?
No, I understand where the question is because it's such a veteran football team. But I think, again, and you know, we continue internally to look at it through recruiting and other things as you move on to the next year. And I think this new landscape allows you to continue to stay competitive a lot of different ways. Approach, no, I think, you know, I've said it multiple times, I'll say it again, is my challenge is going to be is that to make sure I want our young men to be confident. I want them to be proud of what they've done. I don't want that to trickle into complacency, though. And if that's my responsibility. It's my responsibility to our staff that we continue to do the things in the type of manners that help get us where we are. But also, I think our track record as a staff at our last two jobs, I don't care what level it is, what it still goes about how you go about your business. And we were able to build things for consistency. It's not a, you know, we're going to build it and then you're going to disappear for a while. So that's going to continue to be our mindset, and we're going to approach it in that way.
We're going to go to the right side, center aisle, about halfway back.
Coach Leipold, Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. What is your relationship like with AD Travis Goff, and how has that fostered a bright future for this Kansas football program?
Great question. You know, I've said this before, is this is the best alignment that I've personally have gone through, from football coach to athletic director and then athletic director to chancellor, that I've ever been a part of. I can't say specifically as an assistant coach, but I would challenge those to, you know, I can remember way back as a graduate assistant when Barry Alvarez talked about Donna Shalala as the president or chancellor and Pat Richter was the athletic director, and that program was able to take the steps that put it where it is today. Without that, you don't have a chance. And the unique thing that became a tough you know, beginning hurdle, so to speak, at Kansas was Travis was hired just weeks before he hired myself. But the thing is, that partnership and alignment, because we're in it together, allowed us to have conversations and talk about visions and go into it arm in arm that we're going to take this thing on and build something special at Kansas.
And we'll take one more question. It'll come in the third row here on the right side.
Federico Moreno, Kansas Student Radio. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Good to see you.
You as well.
When you have three captains that are leaving, what do you look for as a head coach to fill in those leadership voids within the locker room?
Well, you know, our strength coach, Matt Gildersleeve, does a great job in our off-season. You know, just our player development off-season teams. We do, you know, like a lot of places, you have off-season team captains, you draft teams, you do different things. But there's leadership development things. We've done things to cultivate leadership in anticipation of others leaving, putting them in the roles and responsibilities to make sure some certain things are done within the program. But, you know, some guys, they're better at being really good followers. Some guys aren't as vocal. There are some other things. But when we're fortunate to have 30-plus seniors, we have a lot of guys with have great maturity, great understanding. And, of course, they bought into what we're doing, so they understand that help lead the newcomers into the program. And I feel very confident that we're going to have the type of leadership that we need this season.